Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
How might the agritourism operator and their customers benefit from the Forum of Agribusiness? Rod Bain for the USDA has the story.
There are several reasons ag producers decide to enter into agritourism. Yet as Oregon State University Extension's Audrey Cumberford explains, benefits also greatly vary, both for the business owner and operator and their customers. From the economic perspective,
it may allow the farms to charge a higher price for the farm products. As we know, it's not getting easier to be a farmer. Engaging directly with customers to promote the sale of product, that's another positive benefit. It may improve farm viability by adding additional revenue streams.
Especially as margins in agriculture become tighter.
Maybe having an open farm day or two throughout your season, maybe that extra income from that or small events or classes, those extra couple $1,000s may mean the huge difference between whether you make it to the next year or not for some of these operations.
In addition,
it can also allow the farm or ranch to employ additional family members or maybe even a community member on the farm, either part or full time.
Agritourism can also aid in farm succession,
where the second, third, or fourth, or even fifth generation to that farm maybe is looking to put their own spin on it. And by adding these direct consumer sales or on-farm events, it lets them carve out a niche in their family business.
As the COVID-19 pandemic demonstrated, agritourism provides a relationship-building opportunity with local communities.
Folks were looking either to get out of the house, connect with their local food systems. And so while that community relationship-building has always been there, we saw it strengthen a lot during the pandemic.
Several agritourism operations are not operated as a business by the farm owner, but rather to educate the public about agriculture.
There's a larger disconnect between what happens on farmland, how food and fiber is grown and processed, and what the public knows or perceives. And so these farms that open up to the public really provide that educational piece about what goes on in our agriculture sectors here in the U.S.
Cumberford says even with the educational component of agritourism as a sole focus, there still could be an indirect residual effect for the business side of such an operation.
Even using it as a marketing, so later on, these folks then think about the farm and will maybe buy their product from them rather than someone else.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.